from Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama says the world relies on U.S. strength, and a Pakistani rights group condemns an honor killing. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. President Barack Obama says the United States is still the world's most indispensable nation, but cautions against further military interventions around the world. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
The president used a commencement address at this year's U.S. Military Academy graduation to defend his foreign policy. Mr. Obama said terrorism remains the biggest direct threat to the United States.
I believe that a world of greater freedom and tolerance is not only a moral imperative, it also helps to keep us safe.
President Obama said the United States will continue drone strikes against terrorists when necessary to protect U.S. interests, but only when there is a near certainty that no civilians are harmed. Mr. Obama said he would work to boost support for Syrian opposition groups and for efforts to support Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, which have been hosting refugees and confronting terrorists working across Syria's borders. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai is welcoming U.S. President Barack Obama's decision to pull all American troops from Afghanistan by the end of 2016. Mr. Karzai issued a statement today saying ending the U.S. military presence in his country has been a longtime goal of the Afghan government and people, who are thankful for the international community's contribution and support. Tuesday, President Obama outlined details of his plan for reducing American forces in Afghanistan after the end of this year. Polls in Egypt's presidential election are open for an extra day today as the government tried to boost voter turnout in the contest widely expected to bring former army chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to power. An unexpectedly low number of voters in the first 2 days prompted the country's election commission to extend voting. However, turnout early today was still light. A high turnout is seen as key to legitimizing Sisi's long-assumed win in a process that began when he led the army's ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi last July. Security officials say Libyan warplanes have bombed militia bases in the city of Benghazi. It's part of a campaign by a rogue former general to root out insurgents in the area. Forces loyal to former General Khalifa Haftar launched 2 airstrikes today at the February 17th Martyrs Brigade compound west of the city. No casualties were reported, but witnesses say there was structural damage. Human rights groups in Pakistan are outraged at the killing of a young woman who was targeted by her family for marrying a man of her own choice. They're demanding authorities immediately bring the culprits of the shameful act to justice. Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad.
The Independent Human Rights Commission of Pakistan said the murder caused serious alarm and disgust. The woman's only crime was to marry of her own free will in line with the law of the land, the commission said in a statement, adding with dismay that neither onlookers nor policemen at the scene of the crime intervened. The commission's Secretary General, Ayyar Rahman, says such brazen actions have only been encouraged by Pakistani authorities' failure to act.
We feel that these are premeditated murders, and the trend has been strengthened by the government's failure to suppress crimes of this nature.
The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan says nearly 900 women died in honor-related crimes in 2013. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says fugitive intelligence leaker Edward Snowden should man up and return to the United States to face espionage charges. The top U.S. diplomat disparaged the former national security contractor today, describing the 30-year-old Snowden as a man who's betrayed his country. Snowden is living in asylum in Russia a year after leaking a vast cache of National Security Agency documents to journalists that describe clandestine U.S. spy operations around the world. In a new television interview, Snowden told NBC television news anchor Brian Williams that he never intended to end up in Russia, but was forced to stay there because the U.S. revoked his passport after he first fled to Hong Kong and then to Moscow. China has announced a month-long crackdown on those who spread illegal and harmful information on the country's popular instant messaging services. The State Internet Information Office said today that the campaign will target those with public accounts on services such as WeChat. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.